Are you ready to level up and achieve peak performance? Let Healing Within help assist you to be at the top of your game. Pair massage and assisted practitioner stretching to be one step above your competitors. Go to healingwithinkc.com to book a session.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady with Jake Gutierrez. It's time to talk to Lee Sterling, and let me tell you this.
Mo money, mo problems, Stephen.
Lee Sterling had an incredible weekend with Paramount Sports last weekend, and we're not afraid to say that Mr. Jake Pounders took advantage of that.
Big time.
Big time. Jake now saying that his second home is in Oregon. He's so happy with what happened.
Quack, quack.
That's right. He's been quacking ducks and quacking bucks, baby.
Boom.
Wow. Two biggest blowouts in college football in the NFL as their biggest plays. Oregon 77-6 over Nevada. Baltimore 59-10 over the Dolphins.
Got another big one this weekend.
They want to combine 95 units on these two games. And this week, he's got another big play, a 45-unit college football release. So
I'll be all over it.
As I said in the past, be like Jake.
Yes.
And take advantage of what Lee Sterling and Paramount Sports has to offer. Lee, you have made my producer a very, very happy man, Lee, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Let's hope I can keep it rolling. Found another game, I think. You know, I had found Nevada just watching their game. I know they beat Purdue, but it was, I mean, everything went right for them to win that game. And 5-0 turnover advantage in New Oregon was going to be angry, and they took advantage of him and found a game, I think, another one in college football that the line's off by 3 touchdowns. So when you see these games, you have to pounce on them, and you can't play every game the same amount. And found a game where, I mean, I'm looking at the matchups. I'm looking at, you know, travel, weather. You got to look at everything and injuries. And I mean, I have like 8 different parameters, and 7 of them I've checked on one side, and the other side doesn't even go the other way. It's just a blank. So I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. I have maybe, I've had, I think, 52 the last 11 years, so a little over about 4.5, 5 a year. We're 38-14 on these games documented. I found another one, and we're going to roll with it on Saturday.
Very, very good news for Jake. He just gave me the double thumbs up. Now, let's get into some college football matchups. Oklahoma against a very disappointing UCLA squad. Oklahoma favored by 23.
Did you guys hear they're giving away free tickets to this game?
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah. If you were to buy tickets for last week's game, last week's UCLA San Diego State, and let's say you bought 4 tickets, they give you 4 tickets, same location for this weekend. Things have gotten that bad just in year 2 in the Chip Kelly era. So I just think they're up against it. I mean, this UCLA team can't push the ball down the field, averaging only 5.8 yards per attempt. Second straight 0-2 start for Chip Kelly. Even San Diego State, which, I mean, their passing game will set you back 30 or 40 years. They had a quarterback through for a career-best 293 yards last week. Last year, they were throwing some games for 80, 110 yards per game. Jalen Hurts, he is the perfect fit. I never thought I'd say they'd have 3 straight Heisman Trophy winners, but right now, he's the odds-on favorite. He's completing 83% of his passes here. I like Oklahoma big here in this game, 62-21.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of impressed by Oklahoma's defense so far this year, too, with their new coordinator, so I'm going to be interested to see the way they progress. Let's talk about where College Game Day is. This is kind of fun. I like the fact that they're going to a bit of a different spot. Iowa versus Iowa State, we're close enough to those parts here that we got a lot of Iowa State and Iowa alums in the Kansas City area. And Iowa are a 2-point favorite at home, which means this is a really even game according to the odds makers. What do you think?
Yeah, tickets are going for a real premium here in Ames. $250 just to get in the door, cheapest ticket. I don't think I'm far off in saying this is the most hyped Cy-Hawk clash since the series resumed in 77 here. Now, I think you're going to see in this game for Iowa State to win, their quarterback, Brock Purdy, I think he's good. I don't think he's as good as Nate Stanley, but he's going to have to play like Sam Erlinger did last week. He's going to have to throw for 350, 400 yards. He is going to have to not turn the ball over maybe at most once because Iowa, I think Nate Stanley is the better pro prospect. They got better running backs. They get the better running game, and they get the better run defense. So when you control the line of scrimmage, you're going to win a lot of games here. And Kurt Ferentz has won the last four. Make it five in a row. I like Iowa, 26-20.
All right, a lot of K-State fans are excited by this 2-0 start under Chris Klieman, and now their first real big test, a visit to Stark Vegas for an 11 a.m. kickoff. Mississippi State hosting Kansas State. Mississippi State favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, and different. This is a different team right now. I truly think, and I actually had State Big Mississippi State last year in their game against Kansas State. Felt it was a bad mismatch. Physical. They were bigger, stronger, and faster. Kansas State lost that game 31-10, but very easily. That could have been like 48-7. I mean, it was that much of a difference. And I think that was the game that forced and made Bill Snyder realize that it was time to step down. Team's playing with more energy this year. Think that finally deciding on Skylar Thompson as a quarterback, paying dividends, not rotating quarterbacks. I like the addition of Ball State transfer James Gilbert. And the front seven on defense, I mean, they're a force. They only lost one guy from last year, and they've taken it to the next level. Mississippi State quarterback Tommy Stevens, not 100%. He's got a shoulder injury. If he cannot go or if he gets knocked out of the game, it would be a big advantage for the Wildcats here. And the Wildcats, 15-5 against the spread here as a dog last 20 games. Wrong team's favorite, guys. I like Kansas State, 28-26. Big upset.
There it is. Yep. There it is. Yeah,
I like that. I think the Cats are going to win, too. I like that. Okay, we're going to move to the NFL now, Lee. And before we get into your picks, I'm not asking for a pick on this one. I just want some historical perspective because when I looked at the lines earlier this week, I saw the Dolphins as a home underdog to the Patriots by as high as 19.5 points. I can't imagine there's been a bigger road underdog in win. I mean, like, how rare are we talking for a line to be that big for a home team in the NFL?
It hasn't happened since the merger in 1970. So there have been bigger lines. In 2013, Denver was a 26.5 point favorite against Jacksonville, and they didn't cover. Now, generally, these lines of 17 points or higher, just 2-6 the last 20 years. But you know, the Dolphins are a mess right now. And I'll actually give you a pick on this game. If you play New England, you're not going to win many bets. Here's why. You could have gotten them last week, last Friday, at -9. They have a look-ahead line. You can always bet a week before the game. So you could have got the line at 10 points better. I just think that Brian Flores knows New England inside and out. It's going to be probably 90-plus degrees. Plus, there is, it looks like, an 80% chance of rain. We might have a tropical storm blowing through here. And even Tampa Bay can win when you muck up a field and it rains all game. So I would if you are laying 19 or 19.5 points, you should just put a stamp on your forehead that says rookie. So you're not going to win too many bets. It wouldn't shock me. And I think the Dolphins are this is the worst NFL team since, and I've watched football going back to the mid-60s. I would say it's the worst NFL team since the 76 Tampa Bay expansion Buccaneers, which did not win a game. But if I had to venture on this game, I would say New England will probably win the game 27-21.
Wow, okay. Well, let's move on to the Chargers. We're all very focused on the Chargers around here because they're obviously the biggest contender for the Chiefs in the West, and they had to go to overtime at home to win last week, and they've got a two-point they're favored by 2 points at Detroit. What do you think of the Chargers going to Detroit?
I think that the Chargers are going to have a lot of struggles. Now, they have a lot of talent, but they've got a lot of injuries here. Derwin James is done for at least another 5 or 6 weeks, so that's a real big problem for them. You know, they've got injuries along the offensive line. Okung's out. They've got defensive linemen banged up. I mean, the list goes on and on. They should not have won the game last week. Now they'll face a Matthew Stafford team at home, and they got to travel and play an early game. I think they got problems because Detroit's going to spread them out. And when you lose a guy like James, it really shows because your second guy's got to be your number one cover guy. And even your fourth guy normally doesn't play. He's got to play a lot. So Marvin Jones, Kim Igalati and also Danny Amendola. I think they're going to do a nice job. And they got maybe the best rookie tight end in T.J. Hockenson. This guy is a beast. I think the wrong team's favorite. Give me Detroit in an upset here, 30-27.
Right. That would make me very happy, Lee Sterling. Now let's get to something hopefully that will make me really happy. The Chiefs favored by 9 at Oakland.
Yeah, and I think the public is going to side with Oakland here. It's a home dog. It's their last season at home. People watch Hard Knocks. Maybe they should have continued this series. The drama would have been great. Would love to have seen inside the locker room, you know, after he left and then before their first game. So give them credit. They dominated opening week against Denver. People will think maybe the Chiefs are vulnerable here with the Hill injury, but I like this young Georgia receiver, Hardman. I think he's going to be a guy who might have a big game here in the matchups. And I just think the Kansas City, just this is a steady team. They're not going to have any highs, many highs and lows. And how about this? This is a team now 11-0 versus the line the first 5 weeks of the season since 2017. I'm going to keep riding the Chiefs here, 38-21.
And you like me starting Mecole Hardman on my fantasy team then as a little bit of a sleeper this weekend?
Are you in a 10 or 12 team league?
10 team league.
Who is it between? Hardman, who else?
I have a flex at my tight end position, so Ingram from the Giants is who I put on my bench for now, but I can change it if you talk me out of it.
I think I go with Hardman here.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going for the big play potential here. Since he didn't do much in week one, I feel like he could get some touches, you know?
Oh, I think he's going to have at least 4 or 5 catches in this game.
Okay, let's move on to your game of the week. The Nebraska Cornhuskers are reeling after giving that game away against Colorado last weekend. Now they take on Northern Illinois as 14-point favorites. What say you, Lee?
Yeah, well, this is a big game for Nebraska. They need to come back after that disheartening second-half collapse. You want to get this game, just go to ParamountSports.com. Call 800-400-9741. What a roll we have been on, guys. Last week, over 70 line games. We had the two biggest blowouts, Oregon, college football 77-6. And NFL, we had Baltimore 59-10. So we have a 45-unit game. I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. Second time this year, we've had a 40-plus unit play in college football. The game's off by 3 touchdowns. You want to get the game, just go to ParamountSports.com, purchase the game individually, $97 for 3 weeks for $297, ParamountSports.com, or you want to get that free game or order it online, just call 800-400-9741.
That's right, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, 800-400-9741. Lee, we will talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That is Lee Sterling. Again, his phone number, 800-400-9741, ParamountSports.com. I like those picks. Boy, if we're going to have a happy Monday in Kansas City if K-State wins, if the Chargers lose, and the Chiefs cover and take care of business in Oakland. Let's go! Back after this on WHB.